Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Anti-discrimination rights versus privacy rights. Those are the 2 points at odds in the battle over ballot question number 3, which will ask Massachusetts voters if the state's transgender public accommodations law should remain on the books. Both sides argued their cases in a debate yesterday on WBUR's Radio Boston. WBUR's Steve Brown has a recap.
In arguing for repealing the law, Andrew Beckwith of the Massachusetts Family Institute says everyone deserves to feel comfortable and safe when using a locker room, bathroom, or changing room, including women who don't want men in their private spaces.
But this law that we're trying to repeal tells those women they have no right to object to a male presence. It allows any man at any time to enter women's spaces if he claims to identify as a woman.
But Casey Suffredini, co-chair of the Yes on 3 campaign, says the law addresses that.
It has language in it that was not there in 2010 that says it cannot be asserted for an improper purpose. It's very clear there's been no illegal incidents before this law was passed. There have been no illegal incidents since this. And it's, you know, very clear that folks can be stopped and held accountable if there is a problem.
As a transgender man, Suffredini says he has faced discrimination in public spaces and doesn't want anybody else to have to go through that. Beckwith says there are laws already on the books that prevent discrimination and that the 2016 law was too broad when it comes to private spaces that are usually separated by gender.
Under the Massachusetts law, all that is required is that it is an identity that's sincerely held, which is impossible to police. So therefore, it's be very easy for any man, for any reason, to go into a woman's space and simply claim that at that moment he identifies as female. Because again, under the Massachusetts law, it doesn't even have to be a consistent identity.
But Yes on 3, Suffredini says the law makes clear that people can be stopped if they're doing anything suspicious.
But if they're just going about their daily lives, minding their own business, we have to let them be. And I think that that is something that most people in Massachusetts can get behind. We all just want to be able to move along with our daily lives, take care of our families, do a good job at work, bring the groceries home at the end of the day, and be left alone.
Both sides are expected to spend these last 3 weeks of the campaign enthusiastically supporting their respective positions. But the Yes on 3 side has the upper financial hand. Those hoping to keep the law have raised almost $3.3 million. Those looking to repeal the law have raised $367,000 and have so far spent most of it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.